Coming up next to the stage, Goodrich Gavart.
Hi, everybody. If you've never seen me perform before, I'm very funny. I say that, trust me, because I don't think this is going to be funny at all. And that's something we're both going to work through, okay? When I was in second grade, my mom decided to take me from the school that I was going to. And I think just out of nowhere, she's like, oh, yeah, next week when you go to school and your sister goes to school, she's 2 years younger than me, you're going to be going to a different school, just as a heads up. And I think her intention was like, it's a magnet school for theater arts, and my sister loved to act. And I went to like the country public school by our house, and this was a mostly black school in the city. Now made me, in retrospect, I'm like the first gentrifier. Like, I'm like in before you guys gentrified. Like, I went to like, you know, a school of minorities with gang member brothers and sisters before you guys, you know, moved to Pilsen. So, but what happened in that, in retrospect, the first day of school, I shit my pants. Oh my god, you guys have no idea what's coming next. You're gonna whine so much more. It's gonna be delightful. So, my instinct was to just not be noticed. It wasn't to like go clean myself up. It wasn't to tell someone. It was just to try to be ignored. So the first, I don't know if you guys have ever tried to be ignored with your sweatpants full of hot, wet feces. It's difficult. I was pretty good at it. But not good enough for the entire day. Because at about 2:45, a couple of girls turned to me and said, hey, you smell like Dookie. We're going to call you Dookie Boy. Nice work. Good call. That is exactly what you should do in that scenario. I understand. I went home. I didn't tell my parents. I cleaned up myself, threw my underwear outside. I didn't want anyone to notice me. I didn't want to get yelled at. I didn't want to get noticed. The next day, I shit my pants. Again. I don't know if I should go through every day and get a laugh every time, or jump ahead and say I shit myself every day till fifth grade.
No.
Yes. So what that's called, it's called encopresis. It's like an actual disease that I didn't know about till I was 27. But it turns out when children are faced with a thing that they don't care for, sometimes instead of like acting out in certain ways, they will express their displeasure by shitting themselves. That's apparently the rare breed of thing that I did. But what it bred in me was this, the need to always be invisible. All I wanted to do was not get noticed, because anytime anyone noticed me, it was because they were mad at me, because I had poop in my pants. And let me tell you from experience, it's not fun. They're not wrong. It's not good. But what I would do, instead of, the way my brain worked was that I didn't know why I did it. I just know it happened every day. So I just conceived these scenarios and like skill set that I would try to use to fool everyone around me. So in second grade, already 4 minutes. Oh my god, I just got. Oh, this is so gross. So I'll try to keep this brief. So basically, in second grade, I like had this hyper sense of everyone around me's like reactions to me, and so I only became really good at being ignored and like focusing on everyone else around me and being able to like sort of play all of their social cues in a very heightened way that children probably shouldn't be really good at. So I would like economize all my movements. Like I figured out like the more I moved, the more, like have you seen the Peanuts, like Pigpen has like stink lines. So like in my head, like the less I move, the less stink lines would come out and the less I would get yelled at. I mean, Peanuts, learning tool. So, the less I would be yelled at for being a dookie boy. So I did this at a very young age, and then about sixth grade, I stopped shitting my pants, and then it turns out I had Tourette syndrome for about 7 years, which is not fun. You guys have seen TV before. It's on there, and that's what happens. And then from about 18 to 27, I had so much depression and anxiety that I'd never dealt with that I, like, never left the house, and I was just afraid of being attacked and hurt all the time. So it's weird because my intention was to fix the situation when I was a child, yet now I'm 31 and I am pretty unable to, like, feel like people make me happy. Like, I'm more into being ignored, except for this scenario where I'm in charge and you're all looking at me, which I love so much. It's really validating. But I wonder, like, will I ever have a relationship with a partner who will make me happy in and of themselves? Because I just don't know if I've felt that the way other people feel that. And I'm really worried that I only want to be alone and ignored, except for when I'm in charge. And that's what I have to deal with the rest of my life, which sucks because I've worked at so many things and I still have fucking homework. Life is a scam. Okay, I think I'll be done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Goodrich. Man, it gets real up here sometimes. Thank you so much for sharing.